Good afternoon, True Twins team. Looky Lou.
Looky Lou.
Oh, who is a Looky Lou?
Yeah, what's a Looky Lou?
What's a Looky Lou? Well, we'll find out, but first we're going to start off with a great prayer.
Yes, amen.
And connect with the Holy Spirit.
We thank you, Father, for this production today. We glorify you in everything we do. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ. We walk as kings in life by Christ Jesus, for the word of God is permeating our being, and we walk by the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the word of God directs our path in everything we do. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And we all said, amen.
Amen. Well, this is going to be a really good lesson, something that can be beneficial to all of you. So be sure to like and subscribe, share it with your friends. I think it can change their life. We want to tell you first, before we jump into the lesson, a testimony from someone in our small group who's a great prayer warrior, went to pray for a woman. Liam went to pray for her. She was scheduled to have a second heart valve operation. And he went, and she was just asking that it not be too painful because she'd already had one. And like the reports from the doctor, which is the physical realm, looked like that was the only way to make her be well. But Liam goes, no, we know you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And he stood firm. He prayed for her and confessed.
And she agreed
that she was healed. And then he said, I'm not changing my confession. I'm standing strong. And so she went in to have the operation, and she'd had an echocardiogram. And I think the doctor was looking at it and unsure of something. So they had knocked her out, but he decided to do one more test, at which time he did the test and he goes, no, we're canceling the surgery. She doesn't need anything done. The valve is fine. So she all of a sudden wakes up in recovery, and it's like, wow, there's no pain. There's no operation.
And right.
She's healed by Jesus. And that happened
right.
this month.
The doctors go, well, we didn't need to do it. She looks good.
And so that's what the thing of the looky-loo. Like, are you looking to circumstances and physical things, or are you looking to the Word of God and the spiritual realm and being healed? And so since we're teaching on healing, you can review the healing. We've been putting up many things that you need to do, because we know that God heals and it's God's will to heal, that we just need to study, not have lack of knowledge, and we need to walk in faith, and it will happen. So we're going to go on with our lesson.
And put down the unbelief.
Unbelief. So let's jump in to see what looky-loos are doing in the Bible.
It says in 2 Kings 5, 9 through 16, then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman, because became furious and went away and said, indeed, I say to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abra and the Pharafar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his aides, and came and stood before him. And he said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused.
Right. Isn't that an amazing testimony? So here we see this great man who's fought many battles and has many armor, and he's splendid in the sight of humanness. He can glory in his rank, kind of.
Yeah, he was a great general of Syria.
Right, and it was interesting because I was kind of researching this, and it's interesting the new pope was talking. It has an article on Naaman. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess God wants us all to learn. He tells
Naaman was a great man of God.
People.
He loved the Lord of Israel.
But the point of this story is he was looking at his position to make it happen. And it's not our position of our glory. It's really the glory of Jesus in us that causes the healing. And if God tells you, which he's telling through the man of God, go wash in that river, that's the river you belong in, and you need to go wash in it, because you don't want to be a looky-loo. He was looking and going, "Wow, that's a dirty river."
I've been there. It is kind of dirty.
Right. So if you just sent me to this other river or that other river or that other river, that would be okay, because he's looking at the physical. Then I could probably get in, but I have leprosy, and do I want to get in the gunky, yucky river? No. Well, but the smart little girl that's with him says, "Aren't you going to do what the man of God says?" Basically, that's how you're going to get your healing, is from God. And he's a wise enough man, Naaman, to do it. And then it's like, because he's healed, and it'd be true for you, go to a church, ask for healing, have hands laid on you, you'll be healed. And then you will know that there is a God. It will change you. Because what happened with Jesus is he healed them, and then they became, the disciples too, they became born again and knew there was a God. So that's something for us to do. But we're going to go
first the kingdom of God.
We're going to go on to our next verse, and we're remembering it's about being a looky-loo. What we don't really want to be a looky-loo at looking at the physical to decide whether we should be healed. So let's go on and see what the Word of God teaches.
It says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Right. Well, that's a key verse. We're walking by faith. And what are we having faith in?
Well, we're having faith in the Word of God and by the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we know that God gave us a measure of faith. So that's enough faith to move a mountain already. So we need to know the truth, and the truth shall set us free.
Right. I do like, I'll share, this must be Liam's glory to God, but also thanks to Liam. Liam also answers prayer, and he was saying what he does is he prays, and then he goes, before he sends a text to people, he tells them the scripture that matches with the prayer. And if they can't find a scripture that aligns with what he's praying, then he takes that part out, because he realizes that's how we do it.
The power's in the Word.
The Word, right. And so that's what you have to do. You pray, and then you connect with a scripture that has the power in it. And if you connect with two or three, even the better.
Right. And you draw the spirit realm into this situation when you use the Word of God and you voice the Holy Spirit.
Right. So then you're no longer a looky-loo.
You're not in the flesh so much. You're in the spirit realm.
And the faith.
And the spirit realm makes the things happen.
Right, because really God says, cast your cares upon him and he'll care for you. So you don't want to be looking, you don't want to pray, "Oh, I'm healed," and you have, I don't know, something you could look at if you had like a bump on your hand and you're praying for it. And so you're constantly looking at it and looking at it. That's what you do. You just forget, you know, it's healed. And the next thing you kind of go, oh, it is, it's gone. And
You don't put a lot of fleshy ideas into seeing it.
Right. And if you have a thought,
you cast it to the Lord and you almost forget about it.
Right. Or if it comes up to you like something like, oh, you should look at it or something, you go,
just thank
you
the Lord.
You quote the scripture about it. No, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus bore my sickness. I'm redeemed from the curse. Whatever your verse is, you
quote. And when that comes up to you, like you look at something on your hand, you go, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you start quoting words of God.
But you don't need to pray it again. You know it's done.
You don't need to pray
it
again. Just thanking him and quoting the word of God.
Right. You're watering your... Because we know the seed is the word. You sowed the word. And then you can water it with praises. And you have your harvest, your health. Or your money. Or your good marriage. Or whatever you're praying for.
All your needs are met.
So that's
according to his riches and glory. His riches and glory is the word of God.
Right. So we're learned that you walk by faith, not by sight. Let's see what's next.
It says in Romans 4:20-21, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Right. So.
Right.
This is,
there it is.
Right. There's like how you do it. If he says, this happens to be Abraham that we're talking about, and God took him out and said, look at the stars in the sky. Those will be the number of your heirs in
right.
the world.
And so he changed his name.
And he changed his name.
Within a year, he had the son.
Right. And let's see
of the promise.
What else there is. We'll go to one more.
In Genesis 21.
No, there's a couple more.
Two. Genesis 21:2. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him.
Right. So that's the good thing. But somehow I skipped one. I don't know how I did it. I might have to look around. Where did it go? I don't know. It must be that I'm not supposed to put that one because I can't find it. But what it was, I can just tell you. What it was is originally Abraham said, I'm old and Sarah's old and she's past being able to conceive. And that was the physical, the looky-loo.
Yeah, the unbelief.
Right. But he was the father of our faith because he kind of was one of the first people that really grasped. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your old. Don't look at your wife being. They both had to grasp it, really, Sarah and Abraham.
God supersedes. The word supersedes the flesh.
Right. So what happened was, it was kind of fun because Abraham laughed and Sarah laughed. But Abraham laughed in faith, like more like glory to God. Wow, this is happening, and he laughed in joy. And she originally laughed in doubt, but God called her out on it and said, nope, don't be a looky-loo.
Don't be a looky-loo.
Don't look at your body and go, well, you're an old lady and past the time of childbearing. Instead, walk in faith. You don't walk by sight. I mean, you don't walk by sight. You walk by faith.
Right.
So that's our lesson.
And he believed. It says that in Romans, it says that he believed against his confidence was superseded the situation.
Right, being a looky-loo, he believed against hope that he
believed against hope. Because his hope was against hope. The hope of the flesh, his hope in the spirit was against the hope in the flesh.
Right, and he realized in the flesh he would never have it naturally that way. Well, and that's why they were looky-loos and they figured out how to do it in the physical, so she gave her servant, and that didn't end up being such a good deal. So we don't want to be a looky-loo. Once we pray, we kind of go, it's done. It's like when you become born again, Jesus he forgives you. You ask for repentance. He comes and makes you a new creation in Christ. You have a new spirit. then the past is erased. He forgets it. And you need to forget it.
You're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Right. You just need to renew your mind day by day. So you need to read the scriptures every day and put them in your heart.
Specific scriptures, not just any scripture. Let the Holy Spirit direct your path there. You read the ones that are needed for you for that day.
Right. But I do think there's also a good guide, which is what I always did, is you should constantly be reading the Bible cover to cover, because it teaches you. You might not ever have read about Naaman, because that wouldn't be the person that pops in your head as a big person to know about. But he was a good person to know about. He stopped looking at his circumstances and he listened to the word of God and he got healed. And
Amen.
So we know you'll do the same.
And we're all healed by the stripes of Jesus.
And so we hope you enjoyed that we've been teaching possibly why you've had some difficulty in prayer, and now you'll no longer have that difficulty
because
you're learning to not be a looky-loo.
You cultivate, you keep, don't let the word of God depart from your eyes.
Right, you don't perish for the lack of knowledge. You're praying for all men and all the people in government, and you're going to have a peaceful and good life. So
Amen.
We say, truth wins.
Truth wins.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Have a fantastic week. Look for your miracle. There's all kinds of little miracles all the time if you look, right?
Right.
Name a little miracle.
I'm a miracle in myself.
Right, your body's a miracle. It has so many things that
I
are
breathe
amazing.
Every day. That's a miracle.
Right. It's like the body when you know like what it is.
I was born on July 13.
Right, like your brain is so strong. It's weird. It only requires the energy of a lamp to run it, yet it has the capability of having more information than all the books in the world. So you are amazing. He's amazing.
Right.
He just gave his
and
miracle.
God has given us such a it says in 1 Ephesians, 3 Ephesians says that He gives us more than we can ask or think. God has given us more than we can really comprehend. But we just keep gleaning the word of God and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. We becoming more and more and more and more like God himself.
Right. So write us at prayer@truthwins.com, your prayer requests. Tell us your praise reports. We love sharing how people are healed today, because sometimes people think, oh, it doesn't happen, but we gave you that wonderful testimony that was from Liam of the woman who had to have, she'd had one heart valve thing, so it wasn't like she hadn't gone to a doctor that did these types of things. He was a specialist, but he even saw, nope, she doesn't need
it. Yeah, she doesn't need it. She was in the process of, I'm sure, being totally healed.
Right, so we'll say goodbye for this week, and we'll catch you again next Wednesday.